Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend. I hope you all are having a safe one. You know, three-day weekends, everybody kind of does the dance. And you know, and even me in my crazy office, because, like, today is obviously going to be a zoo. I'm usually open on Saturdays and Mondays, obviously, so my being closed for practically three whole days is freaking a lot of my patients out. So, of course, people don't want to, you know, wait to get their Viagra or their Lortab or their Valium. And I'm like, guys, come on, okay? You've known that Memorial Day weekend has been around for, like, a while, okay, since you've been born. Here's your Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day started Civil War. So, you know, obviously we've all known about it. It was created as a day of remembrance for those who were killed while fighting the Civil War. Today, we also honor all Americans that have died while serving our country. And, but as with any holiday, we definitely like to, you know, drink and barbecue and eat. It became a federal holiday back in the 70s, but even before that, it was originally created as Decoration Day. And I guess May 5th, 1868, I always love going into the history of these things. This is according to techtimes.com. 3 years after the Civil War ended, Major General John A. Logan, the head of the Grand Army of the Republic, an organization of nobody had a uterus there, called for the creation of Decoration Day as a nationwide decorating of the graves of those who died in the war. But they didn't decorate it with sparklies. No. There was definitely some guidelines. Usually they decorated with flowers. During the first Decoration Day on May 30th of that year, General James Garfield spoke at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 observers decorated more than 20,000 Union and Confederate graves. Really, 5,000? That's more people than usually come to, like, a Justin Bieber concert. All right? They think there might have been other Decoration Days before that. All right? Maybe there were Memorial Days that were, you know, for other previous wars, but the Memorial Day that we had made into law by 1971 is the one. Actually, I think in the 1960s, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May. And then, you know, they did this so federal employees could have a three-day weekend, and then the change went into effect by 1971, and Memorial Day was then declared a federal holiday. All right, so what do a lot of people do on Memorial Day? Well, hopefully they're remembering, you know, our fallen soldiers, but a lot of us are, you know, taking a break. And we're like, three-day weekend, we are out of here. My father-in-law's in town, so we're going to take him to the lake, and, you know, we're going to spend some time with the kids. I haven't seen my kids all school year, so it's kind of nice to, you know, I see them when I come home, but they're all, you know, Mom, leave me alone. I got my Beats on. Got your Beats on. I'll beat your little... But anyway, I never get to see them or talk to them. So we have a whole ride where I really get to know my kids. Problem is one of my kids, he just, oh my gosh, you just can't understand a thing he says. All he does is mumble. What? I want that. What? You know what? So it's going to be very, very frustrating for me. Gas prices are at a five-year low. To me, they're still as expensive as hell, but gas prices are low. Apparently, AAA projects that 37.2 million Americans are going to be traveling 50 miles or more from home. That's a 4% increase from the 35.5 million people that traveled last year. Of those, 33 million travelers will be actually driving to their destinations. Of course, flying is too pricey. So here's the problem with flying on a three-day weekend. If the airplanes are crowded on Fridays and there's delays, you're really not getting where you want to go until Saturday. And then you got to do the same thing over Monday morning. So it doesn't make really a lot of sense. Oh, well. So gas prices are low. According to the U.S. Travel Association, they said the economy is getting better and people have money to spend and places to go. I beg to differ. I think we're doing cheaper type of Memorial Day type of things. Okay? You know, we're going to just camp. You know, we're getting some food, you know, at Sam's Club, and we're going to camp out, that kind of thing, as opposed to actually taking a vacation, all right? But anyway, all right, so we need you guys to be safe. So Memorial Day should be all about, you know, remembering the fallen, but to most people, it's all about the barbecue. So what do we do to have, you know, safety when it comes to the barbecue? Now, some of you guys are like, wait, how many people hurt themselves on the barbecue, Dr. Dahlia? 7,000 Americans are injured each year on their backyard barbecue. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing. Are you sitting on it and doing selfies? I don't know. So ABC News has a list of how to not hurt yourself with your barbecue. We're going to be going into that today. We're also going to be going into, we got a lot of stories to talk about. Apparently, chocolate, cake, the breakfast diet. I am really loving this. We're going to talk about that. Oh, my gosh. I could do the chocolate cake diet all day long. Then there's this new pill that you could swallow that is bristled with little needles. And I guess what it does is it delivers medicine to you by injecting it as it goes down your gut, right? And then you don't have to get the actual stabs in your arm, etc. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a robot that I guess can teach people to have sex, and they're thinking about using this robot to work with pedophiles. We also got the items that are dirtier than a toilet seat. Look, I'm scratching my head at these things, too. All right? I, you know. All right, well, you just have to wait till the break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing waiting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess there's a Dr. Ian Kerner. He's a sexual counselor for... I guess it's a company called Good in Bed. I know. I could see my husband tell me, you know what, you need to take a couple lessons. Anyway, we won't go there. But he says that robots could possibly teach us how to have sex. And robots may also be very useful in working with people who had sexual trauma, people who have premature ejaculation, or pedophiles. Now, I guess female robots have always been looked upon as being very sexy. And I never really imagined what my female robot would be. My robot, you know, I have a lot of hair on my head all over the place, and I got googly eyes, so I don't really know how sexy my robot counterpart would be. But I know my husband would probably prefer me if I was more of a machine. I didn't fall asleep, was hairless type of thing. So one therapist recently suggested that robots could be used as sex surrogates for humans to help overcome sexual problems and trauma. The comment was made by Dr. Ian Kerner, a sexuality counselor for Good in Bed, during a Hopes and Fears hosted roundtable discussion. Okay, now what does that mean? I really don't know what that means. Does it mean we're going to be having robots that'll, you know, have sex, etc.? Well, apparently, two cybergenetic experts gave their views on how robots might reproduce. And I guess there's a theory that two robots could have sex with each other. Now, I don't know where the whole medical backing or foundation of this is, but they believe that robots of the future will be able to print their offspring like a 3D printer. Yeah, but they probably don't have to have sex to do it. They can just probably print. I mean, I don't see how that's an issue. Childlike robots could be used for pedophiles, the way methadone is being used to treat drug addicts. Georgia Tech's mobile robot lab director says, "We've had sex toys for as long as mankind and womankind have been around." Okay, you know, let's just stop here. Okay, first, let's go back to this whole pedophile thing. Do not give a pedophile a robot to play with, okay? It is not like methadone and heroin, okay? I understand people using methadone to get off heroin. Having a childlike robot to satisfy your very sick and disgusting and perverted and malicious need to assault a child should not be acquiesced by giving them a robot that looks like a kid. That's ridiculous, okay? I would rather drug these pedophiles to the point that they don't want to have sex at all, or possibly think of some sort of a medical way to just have it fall off. I don't know. But no, I do not believe that's the way psychologically to treat a pedophile. What a pedophile is doing is wrong. Okay? See, here's the difference. Okay? And okay. Pedophile is a crime versus heroin addict. Somebody shooting heroin is considered a criminal. But if the reason why they're shooting up forms of opiates is because of pain or a chronic addiction, you cannot compare them and put them on the same stage as somebody that wants to get sexual gratification from touching a child. That person, the latter, is perverted, is sick, and to me doesn't even belong in society. But somebody who has a weakness and an affinity towards an opiate, all right, we just need to kind of help them get off that that medical need. So I understand why they're saying addiction is an issue, but a pedophile, that's more than an addiction. They're just sick trucks, okay? Now, in terms of robots helping people find G-spots, or robots helping people who had sexual trauma, I don't know. I'm a little nervous about people allowing machines into that realm of behavior where it was really designed for the intimacy to be with another person. So I don't really see where. I understand there's going to be a market for it, but I don't see medically how that would be something I would encourage. If somebody was sexually assaulted or sexually traumatized, I don't know if the robot would be the way to go. I think a lot of the intimacy we recommend with people that have undergone sexual trauma is, in the beginning, non-genital contact, but intimacy with holding hands, with cuddling, with kissing, with talk, with love, etc., until they feel like that certain parts can be touched. Dealing with a sexual assault victim, and whether it just happened or years later, centers around making them feel secure, making them feel loved, and making them realize that the sex is not the most important part. So having a robot in front of them, to me, I think kind of defeats the purpose. But, I mean, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, don't be surprised if it's covered under Obamacare. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I apologize. We're having a couple little issues here with the computer, and I'm not sure why, because I really want to talk about this chocolate cake breakfast. Apparently, there's a chocolate cake breakfast that can help you lose weight. They say eating chocolate cake as part of a full breakfast, scientists say, will help you with your metabolism. Can you believe it? Oh, my gosh. Researchers took 193 clinically obese, non-diabetic adults. I'm salivating at the mouth now. Chocolate cake! And they took these people into two groups who consumed either a low-carb diet that included a 300-calorie breakfast or a balanced 600-calorie breakfast that included a chocolate cake dessert. Ooh, that better have been a big, big, juicy, soft piece with the inner ganache melting just a little bit on the fork, so you gotta lick the chocolate off the fork. Anyway, halfway through the 32-week study, both groups lost an average of 33 pounds per person. But in the second half of the study, the low-carb group regained an average of 22 pounds per person, but the dessert gorgers lost another 15 pounds. Okay, don't double-blind placebo my butt on this. You make sure I'm in the chocolate cake group. At the end, those who had consumed a 600-calorie breakfast lost an average of 400 pounds more than of their peers. Both groups consumed the same total, daily total calories, men at 1,600 calories a day and the women 1,400. And the low-carbohydrate diet group had less satisfaction. The cravings were also more intense. Now, I've told you guys a number of times, if you're going to lose weight, don't lose weight unrealistically and then go back to your old ways. You need to incorporate some of the most successful diets are the ones going, look, you want some chocolate cake? You can have some chocolate cake. You know, you want a cookie? You get a cookie. Because once you starve yourself of that, and then all of a sudden, because remember, your body, not only from a metabolism issue, okay, but look at what's going on with your mind. We forget how much our minds are in control, okay? If you've talked yourself all your life, I mean, ever since puberty, I've talked to myself into needing daily chocolate, okay? And true, I'm no size 2. I get that. And all of a sudden, I do without. My brain has been very well trained. 43, a lot of years of training. And my brain is going to be like, okay, wait a second, she's not getting what she wants. This isn't what she wants. She doesn't want broccoli. I want it, but that's not what my woman wants. And we got to make Dahlia happy because we're in her body. And my butt's like, no, please, no more chocolate. But the brain takes control over the butt, okay? So the brain's like, look, she wants a cookie, okay? I'm not going to have her gripe. I'm not going to have her unable to sleep. She's not going to be able to poop. I'm not going to put up with this. So the booty is like, okay, fine. The belly's like, whatever. And the brain's like, let's go find that cookie. And let's go find that chocolate cake. And that's how we gain our weight back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need Ready-Made Resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So strong for my show. Thank you so much. You know, guys, honestly, I you could be a lot nicer to me. You know, man, when I first got on the air, everyone's like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I love your show. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, such a great show. Now, you know, GCN, fire her. They're not going to fire me. Okay? Well, I hope not. Okay, so we got a pill that you could swallow that has little bitty needles. So as it's going through the gut, it could plunge that pointy device into your gut, directly delivering medication into your bloodstream in an attempt to make injections less painful. It's called the microneedle pill, or the M pill, not to be confused with the mini pill, which is birth control. Although, honestly, I would love, you know, when I had to get my IUD inserted, I would much rather have swallowed a pill with 100 needles on it than get that IUD inserted again. But I got it now locked into place, and it clings around sometimes, but it's there. Okay, the microneedle pill has a series of fine needles on it that allow drugs contained within the capsule to be delivered directly to the bloodstream. So patients could swallow the medication that would otherwise require an injection, like insulin, and would also allow oral drugs to act far faster than they currently do. Now, this device was created by a graduate student, Carl Schulhammer, all right, from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. All right, for any of you wanting to marry off your daughter, this guy maybe, because, you know, he just came up with one hell of a breakthrough. The invention has now been awarded $15,000 from the Lemason MIT program, which awards funding to groundbreaking student research. Wait, $15,000? Somebody's getting gypped. This could be a multi-million dollar industry. The ingestible capsule is about 2 centimeters long, which is kind of the size of a Tylenol, and it's about 1 centimeter wide. It is filled with the medication that the patient requires. The microneedles are about 0.2 inches or a half a centimeter long and are made of stainless steel. This sounds fun to me. And they are stored beneath a coating that dissolves when the pill reaches the gut. When it dissolves in the gut, now the needles get revealed. So the digestive tract of the body then squeezes the drugs out, releasing them directly into the bloodstream. Once the pill has delivered the necessary medication, it will be excreted from the patient without any adverse events. You may hear a scraping as it falls into the toilet. Then they say there are no pain receptors in the GI tract. Patients will not feel any pain from the drug injection. There is some smooth muscle issues. There are some in the smooth muscle. There could be contractions. I don't know if they've kind of ironed out all those kinks. I'm not sure. Anyway, applications of the pill could be used to deliver insulin, pediatric growth hormone. It's a growth hormone injection that these kids need. They don't like to get the injection. It's also very expensive. Maybe it could also administer vaccines. I'm looking at it. You know what? It's actually bigger than a Tylenol. To me, it looks kind of bigger. You know what? It looks like a big Vicodin. That's what it looks like. All right, so they got to make it smaller if they're going to give it to kids. It's kind of a two centimeters. It's kind of large for kids to swallow. But anyway, all right, so in addition, many drugs cannot be swallowed as a regular pill. They're broken down by enzymes in the digestive system. So you need something that will get farther longer. And the pill, they think, will be available in 3 to 5 years. With another version using needles made of sugar also in development. Now, that I'll do. Problem is I'll be licking the pill before you swallow it. Have you guys ever had to take iron pills? Years ago, I had to take iron pills, and the coating was so yummy that I would suck the brown off the iron pills before I swallowed them. And they were so yummy. I loved taking my iron pills. I wonder if iron pills are still like that. Okay, here's another invention. Boy, this guy, I'd say he's the most eligible bachelor if he's single. Revealed a second invention called the ultrasound probe, the U-probe. It uses ultrasound to physically drive medication into tissue in the GI tract in a safe, painless manner. Alright, so MIT is really on top of it. That's brilliant. Medical engineering is something I've always been fascinated by. I have the idea, I just don't know how to draw it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a family, I put this on my Facebook, a family is complaining that a bunch of feces dropped on them at a Sweet 16 party. Apparently, it was a party for Jacinda Cambray. And I guess it all started out with a run-of-the-mill party, and then all of a sudden a bunch of feces dropped. Now, don't understand why planes drop excrement out, but that's what they believe happened. I can't use some of the words because there's cussing. Stepfather Joe Cambray said, out of nowhere from the sky comes a bunch of feces. It looked like if 100 birds flew over and went to the bathroom simultaneously, that's what it would look like. We just got done with the cake, thank God. We took the cake back in because within 2 minutes something fell from the sky. It was brown. It was everywhere. It got on everything, according to party guest Christy Rogie. The report said a canopy luckily shielded most of the guests. The FAA had a statement, unfortunately, I don't have. Let me see if I'm able to pull it up. I'm sorry. For some reason, I don't understand why Memorial Day, none of the computers are working. Anyway, my guess is the FAA probably said something to the effect of our bad. But again, I can't quote them because I don't have the exact quote from the FAA. All right. So, what does it mean when you guys have a birthday party? You got to make sure that you, have canopies and you cover everything up. I thought they were like supposed to get rid of the, excrement when they, here we go. The FAA is investigating the incident. It says regulations require planes to dispose of waste at an airport, not while flying over a residential area. Well, good. I'm glad the FAA has some guidelines. That's fascinating. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember years ago I said, if you're going to poop, apparently the best way to poop is to squat and not to sit. The toilet, we talked about the invention of the toilet, where a sitting area, like in Game of Thrones, where he was sitting on a particular pot, commode, when he got... Oh, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to ruin it for some of you guys that haven't watched Game of Thrones. But anyway, even in medieval times, even in Game of Thrones times, there were places you could sit to go potty. Well, we were taught a few years back that, no, you're supposed to squat when you poop. And apparently advice comes from another scientist, German microbiologist and author, Giulia Enders, says, do not sit on the toilet. It causes numerous digestive health problems. You squat, and if you look at Asians, like a lot of people in Asia, they say squat. They don't seem to have all the irritable bowel and issues that we have. Now, my problem is I only have one pair of shoes. I have, like, my favorite pair of boots, and I have my favorite pair of tennis shoes. So I'm really not looking forward to pooping on them. But then again, I mean, if we got airplanes dropping poop on birthday parties, maybe it'll be a status symbol. Let, you know, this is the new thing, guys, poop on your shoe. So, she told The Guardian 1.2 billion people around the world who squat have almost no incidents with diverticulitis and fewer problems with hormones. We in the West squeeze our gut tissue until the poop comes out of our tush. So I actually have to go to the bathroom now. I'll try that, but if I don't come back on air, it's because I got to clean my shoes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, we'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
La 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 la. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. I promise I'll change the music soon. I haven't had time. I want to get real cool bumpers like the one, you know, I'm all about that bass. I think that would be a great bumper. Tom, take notes. And I really think even though it's been overplayed like crazy, the Bruno Mars song, right? Don't believe me, just what? I think that would be a great one because, you know, it's just some good funk, you know, uptown funky music. I love funky music. So we gotta change the bumpers. We'll work on that. All right. Okay. So it is Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. And it is not supposed to be all about the barbecue. It's about remembering our fallen and the sacrifices they made. But
we still end up eating, and we still end up barbecuing. And barbecuing is a big, big thing to do on Memorial Day weekend. So, we have some do's and don'ts. ABC News has reported that 7,000 Americans are injured while using their backyard barbecue grills, and 5,000 of these 7,000 injuries are done while doing a selfie. No, I'm joking. Anyway, let's talk about some things that you should do with your barbecue grill, okay? One is they say keep your barbecue at least 10 feet away from your house. Having it right next to the backyard door so you could feel the air conditioning on your butt, not the smartest thing. They say the farther, the better. It also includes portions attached to your house like carports, garages, porches. Grills should not be used underneath wooden overhangs either because the fire could flare up to the structure above. This applies to both charcoal and gas grills. Okay, this is according to ABC News. Number two, and I hope my husband's listening to this one, clean your grill regularly. If you allow grease and fat to build up on your grill, they provide more fuel for a fire. Grease is a major source of fire flare-ups. Okay? Some of you guys out there are going, well, that's what makes a good burger. You got to get the old grit on there. No, you don't. Clean it. Check for gas leaks, number three. Okay, you can make sure no gas is leaking from your gas grill. This is interesting. They say by making a solution of half liquid dish soap and half water, rubbing it on the hoses and connections, then turn the gas on while the grill lid is open. If the soap forms large bubbles, that's a sign that the hoses have tiny holes or that the connections are not too tight. Ah, that's some pretty cool stuff. Next, keep decorations away from your grill. Well, many of you guys are going to have American flags. God bless you for doing that and having all sorts of decorations. Sometimes you may hang your bra up outside. I do because I can't have them in the dryer. Those things could light fire. So your hanging baskets, your pillows, your umbrellas, those could light on fire. So you got to make sure that you get that, away. A lot of our decor today has these artificial fibers and cheap stuff that burn pretty fast. Keep a spray bottle of water handy. So if you do have a flare-up, you got the water nearby, you aren't like, somebody get the hose, get the dog will pee on it. Where's the damn dog? You don't want to do that. Have the water bottle ready, spray bottle, and spray, okay? And then keep a fire extinguisher around. Fire extinguisher should be a couple steps around the grill at all times. And have one in the house as well. Know how to use it. Don't be sitting there going, wait a second. Okay, do I pull this? Wait a second. I need my glasses. I can't read the directions. Martha, give me my glasses. You're what? Where's my glasses? Yeah, how come you don't know where your glasses are? Just give me the damn glasses, woman. You don't talk to me like that. Oh, no, you didn't. Okay, so anyway, you guys go back and forth. Meanwhile, the fire is all big. Call 911 if you guys don't know where your reading glasses are. Okay, now here's your don'ts. Don't turn on the gas while the grill lid is closed. Never do this. The gas builds up inside the grill, and then when you light it, we got a fireball. Very, very dangerous stuff. Also, don't leave your grill unattended. The little kids at your Memorial Day barbecue always love to touch the fire. I don't know why, but they like to do that, so let the kids go. Also, fires will double in size every minute. Okay, so, make sure somebody is always watching that grill. Do not overload your grill with food. See, we do that too. Everybody wants to eat at the same time when they come to my house. Okay, we try to feed in steps, but nobody wants to be the second step. Everybody wants to eat first. So I'm like, fine, I'll put all the burgers on it at once. So we have raw meat falling over the side of the grill onto the sidewalk or onto the ground. And I still make them eat it because everybody wants to eat at the same time. So, no. Okay, when people come to your Memorial Day party, you assign everybody a color or a number. Okay? You know, like at the deli? Go pick a number. All right? No, pick a number. Why? I want to drop off the salad. Pick a number. And then you go, all right, we are now cooking 1 through 10's burgers. But I don't want a burger. Shut up. You guys, one day I got to invite you all to my house for barbecue Memorial Day. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. Luckily, we're not doing it this year because my friends get mad at me. I'm really, really mean. Really, really mean to them. All right. Okay. Never, ever. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's snowing. I don't care if it's hailing. I don't care if there's a tornado. Don't be taking your grill inside the house to barbecue. Even those little smaller ones. And I understand George Foreman grill. Everybody has one of those on top of their bathroom sink. Okay, no, be careful. Because remember, the grills release carbon monoxide. And carbon monoxide is a deadly, colorless, odorless gas. The gas needs to vent. You got to have fresh air. Your pets will die. You'll die. If it's too cold to barbecue, order a pizza. All right, and those are the rules for Memorial Day. Does that all make sense? Does everybody copy? You copy? All right, great. We got some good news. Apparently there is a patient who is paralyzed and is able to control his robotic arm by thought alone. Eric Sorto, a 34-year-old tetraplegic patient, can make a handshake gesture, can grasp a beer, can play rock, paper, scissors with the help of neural implants placed in brain regions tied to intention rather than motor skills. This is so cool. According to Dr. Richard Anderson of Caltech and colleagues, this is reported in Science. The researchers said they could also discern the activity of the individual nerve cells when the patient imagined making different types of motions. Dr. Pruszynski of Western University, Canada, and Joan Diedrichsen of University College London wrote an accompanying perspective. I should do that. I should accompany your perspectives with my perspectives. I'll see if that gets me a lot more press. And they say it represents one more step towards making brain control of a robotic limb or computing device a reality. Wait a second. I could have written that accompanying perspective. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Is that really, that's all they said? That's it? That's it? This represents one more step towards making brain control of a robotic limb or computing device a reality. Wait! Those words weren't even multisyllabic. I could do that. All right. So, but they cautioned. Okay, maybe that's why they get the big bucks. They cautioned that neural implants and prosthetic devices still have a substantial way to go before becoming practical therapeutic interventions. Ah, you see? That's the perspective that people want. That's what I gotta do. Listen, okay, the Dr. Dahlia show, it's a brand, okay? I am branding Dr. Dahlia. And I want people to ask for Dr. Dahlia's perspective. Okay, now I know how to do it. I just better not paraphrase too much. So here's the Caltech study. Dr. Anderson and colleagues implanted two small silicon chips, each with 96 electrodes that record the activity of about 100 nerve cells into Sorto's posterior parietal cortex. You guys all know about that? It apparently deals with goals, etc. Anyway, they figured it out and they got him to do that. Okay, so here's my perspective. You want my perspective? That totally rocks. That's Dr. Dahlia's perspective. Happy Memorial Day, guys. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up.
Don't complain about...
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.